the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Daf Kof and then Beis Amud Aleph. We continue with the next Simon, Simon Shin Chav Beis, Din Noilud B'Shabbos, the halacha of introducing something new, creating, generating something new, Obey Vox Pavsifim, the six paragraphs. Says Mechab Asif Aleph, Be'er Shal Nod B'Shabbos, an egg that's laid on Shabbos. Asura Fala Ta'atla is forbidden even to be moved. A full in the Sarva B'Aleph, even if it gets mixed into 1,000 other ones. Kul Asura is all forbidden. Now, however, you could cover it over with a vessel shleik to shabbat that doesn't break. But actually, but as long as you don't touch it, says Mishmar Sibkat and Aleph. This egg that was born on Shabbos is forbidden. Afilah tatal even to move it. The kibin the lichaz lachila, since it's not fit to eat. Kmuktzadami, so it's like mukta, which Rashar Tzion Ois Aleph brings from the Ish Lavam Sibkat and Aleph. That's not sure where the chicken is ready to be eaten. Or according to one that says that Muktzah and Shabbos is permitted, and he wants to give the egg to a non-Jew, maybe it's not forbidden to be moved. In Sharatino's Beis, he says that is that it's forbidden to be moved even when you need the actual body itself. For example, let's say you want to cover a vessel with the egg, it's brought in the Gemara Be'at Avdal, for sure, when you only need its place, you don't have this at Kufa. So therefore, you can't move it. This is much further. Says behind this, or bachila, this is going to be eaten. I know lagama chayav, meaning to swallow it raw, because obviously you can't cook on Shabbos. Because there is a biblical decree from Shabbos to Miklach Yamtiv, because of Shabbos that falls out after Yamtiv. Yamtiv, let's say, on Friday. Shabbos be'an old, but that means the egg that was laid, that was born on Shabbos. Assuming there is bachila, biblical forbidden to be eaten. Why? Chobeya de misyaldo, any egg that's being born now met magamala, so it was already finished from yesterday. It comes out when you can eat on Shabbos, the Yom Tov Bechina on Shabbos, the Yom Tov, which was Friday, prepared for Shabbos. And that's biblically forbidden. The Shara Tzein, the Gimel brings the Gemara Be'adav Be'ezim and Be'ez, and he says, you should know that regarding this, it doesn't help the taking of Erev Tavshilin. Because you can't have a rabbinic Erev Tavshilin, they come and uproot a biblical that you can't prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's how Tesis explains over there. Look over there. And why is it us? It says in the Shemim, it says in the Pasuk, "V'ayu b'yom Shishi, it's going to be on Friday." V'chinei says she'll be. They're going to appear what they're going to bring. Now, Stam Shishi, regular Friday, Chaylo is a weekday. La'is lo, to instruct us, the Dafka b'chol tzach lachem so the Shabbos has to be on the weekday that you're preparing for the meal of Shabbos. V'chinei yomtiv, so too on the weekday to yomtiv. The Gam weekday Shabbos, it's also called quote unquote Shabbos. I'll be yomtiv, but on yomtiv, us lachem so the Shabbos. Now, prepare for the Shabbos suda. Chosh came all the more so the Shabbos us lachem so the yomtiv. The Shabbos cannot prepare for yomtiv, which on Sunday. Therefore, if an egg is laid on Yom Tov that's on the Sunday, it's also biblically forbidden to be eaten. That means for sure it's already finished the egg in the mother's womb from before. And then it comes out, the Shabbos is Yom Tov because when you're going to eat it, the Shabbos had prepared for Yom Tov, which biblically is a problem. The Sharat Sinai's doubt says, and this that is not forbidden when it's born on a Sunday, on a regular weekday, for that same reason, is because a weekday meal is not considered significant at all. And that doesn't need to be prepared from before that day, like we found by Shabbos. And therefore, you cannot say that all Shabbos prepared for it. That's what Rashi says over there in the Bar Tanura. Now, continues Mr. Buram. Although there's a preparation from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or Shabbos to Yom Tov, that's done by heaven, live with the other, it's not a person doing it. That's also considered as preparation, and it's going to be forbidden. Okay, and therefore, so since that's the biblical halacha, when Yom Tov is, let's say, on a Friday, because the Rabban decreed, and every single Shabbos Yom Tov, when the egg is born, even though the day before was not Yom Tov or Shabbos, still, because of that case, they decreed that every case, Shasa, that should be forbidden, because of the biblical case. Sivkot and Beis. So, now, even if it got mixed into 1,000, Kul and Asuris, they're all prohibited. Why? This is Allah in the laws of Tarabis, that because there are permitters, there's a way that's going to be permitted, not right now, but then the Kamal and the Allah is, we hold the Dabashir's material, anything that could be permitted. So it's not nullified even 1,000. But tell me the reason is because the Achat, because instead of right now eating it and moving it with a concern of you might have the prohibited one out of 1,000. You used to tell it's better. You should wait till it gets dark, meaning till it becomes after Shabbos. Be a cool matter, then all going to be permitted. And then you don't need to come out to a bittel. So too, if there's a doubt, it was born on Shabbos or before Shabbos. The same reasons we forbid it. After b'chol dufli kamen, even though in all situations we hold the spigot rabban lahakel, here it's a derabbanan because it's a gezera of the biblical case, and by a doubt of rabbanan we go leniently, as we see the kamen later on the simtiv kubigim by shem oid magen ram b'shabrua regarding the sarva something b'achiris if the doubt becomes mixed into others, which adds another element of leniency. But achim hishkim kudam. So therefore, but even so, we're not going to go leniently. We're going to be stringent for that same reason because it has matirin. Achim hishkim kudam amud hashach. However, someone gets up before the break of dawn. The motzah bay manachas by kinnish altan the guns, and he finds this egg laying there in the nest of the chickens. Muteres l'tat l'alach. He's allowed to take it and eat it. Because the Reuben and the elders Belila, most hens don't give birth at nighttime. So we're telling them we suspend. Okay, it's before the break of dawn, and they don't do it at nighttime. The Me'et Moshayim called that must have been yesterday when it was weekday, and although they gave birth, which as the Sharatin Noizvav says, it's coming to exclude if, let's say, Shabbos was after Yom Tov, as he writes over there, which obviously that would be even actually the biblical case. Or whatever, at least it would be Muktzah from, not actually not the biblical, but it would be Muktzah from Yom Tov itself. Sivkat and Gimel. We said that although you can't move it, you could cover over a vessel on it that it doesn't break, as long as Shalo Yigaba doesn't touch it. I know that it's Ba'akli with the vessel. Choshkim and Nagiba, yeah, the Beshori shouldn't touch it with his hands. But the reason is, Ladeshi Agula, because it's round, it moves from its place. And what we wrote over there. Which Sharatin is the Dirshu 6 brings that there he writes is Machalik Zachain regarding touching Muktzah for the purposes of the Muktzah. According to Magen Ram, it's forbidden, whereas according to Belnagoyan and the Derech Chaim, it's permitted, as long as the Muktzah doesn't move from its place or shake. The Maaseh writes in the Mishnah Yud, one could be lenient like the opinion of the Vilna Goyan. Siv Beis, Shabbos Shalach Yom Tov. Shabbos that comes after Yom Tov, but the fun level before it. No, the Bezeh, Asur Bezeh, it's born on one, it's forbidden on the other one. It says Mishmur Sibkat and Dal, the Sir Bizah. The reason is the Mechlanik is if you can eat it, it's like you're appearing from one to the other one, which the Sharatin Ois Zion says that if it's a Reis of Rabbanan, that look later on to be given in the Taz and in the Magen Avraham, which the Dirshu 7 brings the Sharatin over there writes. That according to Magen Avraham, this egg is not forbidden with the rice, and that's the Bidman Rishon. But according to the Bidman Rishon, it is also with the rice, and the remains of the Tzarachian. Says Mishabru further, for Kanaba said, for cotton alf, like we said, but also, and this can be forbidden, as we mentioned, for cotton alf, and male, therefore, keeping lechaz lachila, since it's not edible, you can't eat it, also, can't keep it till the it's also forbidden to be moved. That's if it was born on one, that it's forbidden on the other one. Regarding fruits that fell off from the tree on Shabbos, a certain babiyim is forbidden that day. Well, erev b'tamiyot, but right after Shabbos, permitted immediately. Sivkon hey, says Mishbrus, peyush nashu b'chulu, the fruits that fell off a tree on Shabbos. Afila im, sofik, shemin nashu b'Shabbos. And even if you're not sure if it fell off on Shabbos, gemakin us, it's also going to be forbidden on Shabbos, which the Sharatzin has ches brings from the Yishalmi b'sachim. Which brought him to taste himself and have no problem with Ezek over there. Now, even though over there, Stoma regarding Achila, regarding eating, Pashad, same thing as regarding moving, and the reason is because it's double shes matirin. Like we mentioned before regarding the egg, it was that over there, the reason of Rav Yisrael is because of Pierce and Nation. It says, after they found like that in the people government, it says, Apella, that it doesn't mention the Yerushalmi. Says Mishbura further, he says, even if his intent is for a mitzvah, to make it onulus for the poor. So you have and Bishnei, but says that they could eat it in the famine. Yergam can also, it's also forbidden, even though they're allowed to feed the poor, that's not permitted for them to violate the rabbinic prohibition of Shabbos and Yom Tov of this Isra Perish and Nashrim. Sivkat Vav. So these fruits that fell off from the tree, min Elim B'Shabbos, from the tree on Shabbos. But then something is Zerayim, seeds, birakas, and vegetables, and says by Guinness that are found in the gardens. Not allowed to be eaten, but for a time to be moved. Maybe they fell off today. Da you should know that fill him you dare shouldn't have Shabbos, even if he knows that they fell off from before Shabbos. In the mutter it's not permitted rakla lakat echel echla akhla, only together one at a time and eat it. Unless it comes appears biyakha, but together many fruits together as one. Yes, but it's a gum that's a full fledged prohibition. Anything that you gather in the place where it grew, demil ma'amar is similar to the malacha ma'amar of gathering. But in mishmur, the carbon, the yeshbaz, the chimchat is actually close to maybe having a chiyav of a chatzis. Simchat zayin. So it says, Surin, they're forbidden that day. What's the issur of hirshbashu? Because maybe if you can have when it falls off, you might actually climb up the tree and tear it off. The gum, which is the issur of talish. Because since he left it out of mind from twilight, because the Ayyaz Mukhubin was connected, it's considered Lukul Yamas, so then it's set aside, it's Mukhtsa for the rest of the day, even if they're not connected anymore. Sivkon Chasbat will Arab Mutamiyad, right after Shabbos, they're permitted immediately, and that is an Inzar Lamda Bavayashiyas, it doesn't have to wait the amount of time it takes that you could do it, because Kimishal Nasma Mlachat, since no Mlachat was done with it, it fell off from Shemayim. After Legos was there, so they didn't make a decree like by other things, which the malacha you have to wait after Shabbos, the amount of time it takes to have done it.
Yeah, malacha and the maskal beish and all the bechulu says look, mishmur sipkat and aleph, and we wrote that it's exer because of Shabbos that comes after Yom Tov, and then it's going to be midiraisa to eat it. That's the Magen Ram writes. That's how the Rishayim write from which the Gemara beidav beis and beis. That's what sounds like about the gimel on beis that says the bishul of the rabba. It's a circuit deraisa. So it's tzarchi and the perish mishnayis the rabba. The rice in the mishnah over there that chana tivis. That this natural preparation is only Issa Drabbanan. The Dirim Maschel, notable Bazaar, Astro Bazaar. So if it's born on either one, Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Friday or a Sunday, then it's forbidden on the other one. That is Sunday, that's right after Shabbos. But on Monday, it's going to be permitted. And so too, if let's say Yom Tov is a Thursday and Friday, and it was born on Thursday, then it's going to be permitted on Shabbos. It's only Asr, only if it was born on the day right next to Shabbos. Besides, if it's a 2 days Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, then it's considered both as like one long day, as we see later on Sim Tov Kov Yud Gimel. Some of the dear tradition number one, together the Isser of a Noilad, Rosh Hashanah writes, is something that was not prepared from a weekday. It's considered as if you prepared it at the time when you're eating it or when you're utilizing it. And this preparation is done on Shabbos Yom Tov, is considered like a malacha. He adds on that that's how you could explain why is it considered a bear that's born on Yom Tov Mukhtar, also regarding women, even for those of all that women are not commanded to prepare. The food of the Yom Tov from before Yom Tov, like Chuvah Shabbat Ve'ega, the women are parter from the Sudas Yom Tov, because since you started the halacha v'achana is a malacha, comes out there's no difference between men and women. Dish number two, it sounds like in the words of Mishbura that even the prohibition of moving an egg is because the has matirin. However, the opinion of Tzlach, Mesach Zbeya, is that you don't have the movement of a halacha of a kli that's qualified like Dabashir Shematirin, because you can permit the movement on the vessel, whether on Shabbos or Mat Shabbos, because if it's forbidden to move on Shabbos, then you move out at least the tilta that you could have on Shabbos. And that's not similar to eating of a food item, which is only once. So therefore, you can't really say bitl, and that has Matirin. Pin Mishmur later on, Sim Tov Kuv Gimel, that he writes, similar to what he writes over here, and someone explains that it's not forbidden to move the eggs because the halacha of an egg is like halacha Dabashir Shematirin regarding moving, rather because the eggs are forbidden to be eaten, and regarding eating, it has halacha like Dabashir Shematirin, and therefore it's Muktzah. Look over there, the writing by Allah and Simit Shin Ches, the Bezayin to Maslam Bayyam, that seems from his words that he holds not like the pin that's lach. Dirshu number three, that Mishbur had reference to look elsewhere, that if the subject gets mixed up with other ones, that Dir writes, there's a machalik, a place coming in the Mokum, have said you can rely on the Makilan. Shartin adds something that if the topic is if it was born on Yom Tov that's after Shabbos according to everyone, you know you can't be lenient when it gets mixed with other eggs because since if it was born on Yom Tov it would be Asma Deraisa, so it would be a Sivik Deraisa. Dish number five, even though moving an egg through a vessel is only Psik Reisha, by Isra Banan, by indirect movement, what's called Tilt Natsad, Shomazam explains that it's not forbidden because of moving the egg, rather it's because of the touching it, which the touching causes the moving of the Muktzah, which that's independently Asr. Dish number eight, even together just two fruits, the Iglital writes, that's considered as ma'amr and it's forbidden, that's what the Archa Shochan writes. Dish number 11, this concern of the Shemial B'Yitlish, the reason is the Chazal concern, and Mishbar is later on Simshin Chafei, that person is really lusting after fruits, and therefore it's also, very easy to detach, and that's why it's forbidden. A fruit that was detached on Shabbos for a purpose of Bechela, Mishbar is in Simshin Chesed, if it's not Mukta, that is if it was fully cooked and prepared, meaning fully ripened and prepared for detaching from before Shabbos for the purpose of a chayla, it's permitted even for a healthy person to eat it. And the reason for that is because it's not that the eating of the pre is forbidden because of concern on Shemi Yitlish, like the Allah HaPerish Nation, Shem Zaman explained, because since Mutla Ketchil to detach for the purpose of the chayla, there weren't Geizah Chachamah Isra on the pre that was detached. And it's logical that the same thing is regarding fruits that a Jew detached for the purpose of a chayla Shesh Bezekhanah. So it's regarding Aravis that were detached by someone there in Israel that was attached on Yom Tov Sheni of Sukkot. Shlomo Zalman writes that it's permitted for the utility of someone from out of Eretz Yisrael that's in Eretz Yisrael, if not that it was detached specifically for him, and it was detached from a tree that was not prepared from beforehand for this. And it's not forbidden because of the Gezer of Peris HaNoishim, because since it was detached to Yisrael in a permitted way, the Chamunat Gezer Yisrael of Peris HaNoishim, and not forbidden because of Mukta, because since it was prepared for all Jews that are not from people Chutz La'aretz for the purposes of detaching for the purpose of Mitzvah, this is Mishmeret and Tervishman and Hey that the Rav is Mukta, that's Dafka and Yom Tov Sheni that's Chutz La'aretz, which you're not allowed to pluck it on that day. He also commands over there to be matter the opinion of those who hold that there's no Gezer Peris HaNoishim only by fruits that a person lusts after them very much, but not by other fruits, and for sure not by just branches. And in contrast to the someone wants to eat the rubbish because of the mitzvah, he writes over there that can't make up for ourselves new gezeiros. And that's what the Pinel of Yashim, and he has Shlomo Zalman adds on that even if he has other rubbish, but he wants this a rubber because of its beauty or something like that, it's also permitted to use it. The other Chibin Mitzvah writes that even if the one from Chutz La'aretz does not have other Arabis, just these that were detached, however, Mekar Din is forbidden for him to take them because they're Moksa for him. However, he writes, however, since the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi is regarding those from Chutz La'aretz that are in Eretz Yisrael, that even if he intends to go back, he has a luchli ben Eretz Yisrael, and he's permitted even to do Malacha. Therefore, even though the opinion of most places was not like that, you can be made in the situation that someone from Eretz Yisrael will bind the Arabis with the other Minim, and the person from Chutz La'aretz will take the Estrig in one hand, and the second hand will take the whole bundle together, which is not just moving the Arabis itself, so that he doesn't lose out. From the Kima Mitzvah of taking that Dal Minim, he adds on that all this is conditionally that right away when it begins to shake it, if it fulfills obligation, that then there's another Sfar to be Mekel because that's a Mitzvah of Dal Minim that will override the Issa of Mukta. There's all Dafka in a way that there's no other Rabbis, but if there are other ones, he says most definitely a person should not put himself in such a pressing type of leniency.